Now, the Tatra car manufacturer in Koprivnice is planning to renew production of some of its legendary models. The boss and co-owner of Tatra, American Ronald Adams, would like to produce a limited edition of the Tatra 603 and the legendary Tatra Plan T600. The replicas will look just like the originals, but the engine and the chassis will be entirely new. The first old new models should leave the factory in about 2 years' time, Ruth Frankova reports.
The legendary Tatraplan, with its aerodynamic shape and a rear stabilizing fin which became a Tatra trademark, may soon hit the streets again. Due to enormous interest of car collectors and car enthusiasts all over the world, the Koprivnice-based car maker decided to renew production of its legendary models. I asked Tatra's spokesman Vladimir Bystrov whether there really is a market for these cars.
A lot of people are asking repeatedly whether there would be sometimes in the future, again, an opportunity to buy these famous old models of Tatra personal cars. So, yes, we believe there would be a market for a limited series of such cars, not for all models, but for few, those which were the most famous worldwide. At this moment, we might speak about Tatra Plan, which is T600, then the very popular T603, and maybe even T700.
The interest in Tatra cars was boosted by a car show in Los Angeles last year, where the Tatra 603 was on display. Many visitors were interested in buying the car and were surprised to hear that they had been out of production for so many years. The last car was made in Koprivnice in 1999. So what makes Tatra so unique? I asked Ivan Margolius, a Czech-born, London-based architect who wrote a book about Tatra design.
It's an amazing design, and I myself own one of these cars, and I admire it as a very innovative solution to the car design for the mid-20th century. This is the sort of last type of car Tatra designed after 16 years of development, which started in 1933 with the Tatra 77. And some of the parts of the early Tatra designs were still taking elements from the old car designs, like the front of the car and the mudguards, which in Tatra Plan in 1947 were resolved into a teardrop shape, which really hasn't been surpassed even nowadays. So therefore, Tatra Plan really makes the most well-developed design coming from Tatra.
The body and the interior of the Tatra replicas should be exactly the same as they were in the past. The chassis and the engine, however, should be provided by some big car producer. Vladimir Bystrov again.
We'll have to use other parts, chassis, engines and other things from more established producers of personal car in current days. So we will be looking for some strong partner in this field in Europe.
The Tatra car manufacturer has now launched a feasibility study to see whether their plan is realistic. If everything works well, they hope to launch the production in 2010 and plan to produce around 1,000 replicas of their legendary Tatra cars.